This is Homegrown New Hampshire. I'm Emma Erler, the lead horticulturist with Kirkwood Gardens at Squam Lakes Natural Science Center.
And I'm Jessica Hunt with NHPR. You know, I've been thinking that we spend just an inordinate amount of time moving leaves. Leaves fall in the forest every year and nobody's cleaning it up. But I know it's more nuanced than that for your yard and your garden.
Leave the leaves is definitely a mantra that a lot of gardeners are using now. And I will throw a caveat in there that if you have a lawn, simply leaving the leaves in place can be tricky because if you have large, mature trees, those leaves can end up smothering your grass. They can also, if left in place, end up causing some diseases, like snow molds. So when you get to the spring, you'll have a very patchy lawn that has a lot of dead areas, and typically you end up having to remove those leaves anyways. The garden can be similar to a certain extent. If you have a really heavy, thick leaf litter layer, a lot of garden plants aren't accustomed to that, particularly things that we grow that evolved in a prairie setting. Things like coneflowers, coreopsis, or even some ground covers like vinca or lamium aren't used to being under a thick leaf litter layer, so they can end up getting smothered a bit as well. I try to leave the leaves and leave the garden as natural as much as possible, particularly in my native areas or in my woodland or natural areas. But areas of the garden that I expect to be a bit more garden-like or manicured, I'm removing the leaves, maybe shredding them with a lawnmower first or with a leaf chipper and putting them back as mulch.
Okay, that's helpful. So it sounds like I will be mowing more in the fall just to break down the leaves. I could do that every 2 days.
That actually ends up being true for me at Kirkwood Gardens too, because we have some very large trees over our lawn areas. I end up mowing the lawn every couple of days, chipping and collecting the leaves as mulch to use in the garden. And what a nice free mulch product that is.
If you've got a garden question for us, you can email us at homegrownnh@nhpr.org.
See you in the garden.
Homegrown New Hampshire is a collaboration between Squam Lakes Natural Science Center and NHPR.